Stop 8, Swinton Station. There have been three train stations at Swinton, the first of which opened in 1840, built by the North Midland Railway. This was replaced by a second station that is still standing on the other side of the road next to the railway bridge. This station became known as Swinton Town, to distinguish it from Swinton Central on the former Manchester, Sheffield and Lincolnshire Railway line. It was served by stopping trains from Sheffield Midland to York and to Leeds City via Cudworth. The station closed in January 1968 with the rationalisation of local rail services in South Yorkshire. Then, in the late 1980s, it was recognised that the railways around South Yorkshire had been cut back too much and a new station was built and opened in 1990. A plaque mounted on the station pub commemorates Alfred Liversidge, a local sporting hero. Alfred was born in 1836 and he spent his childhood in the village of Swinton. From an early age, his sporting prowess emerged. He distinguished himself as an athlete, being uncatchable at running and achieving the almost impossible at jumping. He was only one of a tiny number of people to be capable of leaping the canal at Swinton Bridge from one side to the other. During his adult life, especially during the 1850s, Alfred was recognised as England's fastest man as a runner. He entered and won the UK Half Mile Championship, the Quarter Mile Sheffield Handicap, the Half Mile Royal Handicap at Leeds, and obviously developing his canal jumping talents, the Manchester Long Jump Championship. In 1860, Alfred found himself in the city of Norwich. His sporting success ensured that his fame was known by the people of that city. He was introduced to a young publican who had just taken the British middleweight boxing title, Jem Mace. Alfred became Mace's trainer and his boxing career took off from there. Unlike some of today's boxing trainers, managers and promoters, Alfred never made huge amounts of money from his sporting activities. When he returned to Swinton, he had to return to a life of normality, which meant obtaining a job to provide for himself and his family. Following in his father's footsteps, Alfred obtained employment in the pottery industry at Holmes Pottery in Rotherham. He died on the 21st of January 1921, and his funeral set off from his final home, 58 Middleton Villas, Swinton. He was interred in Swinton Churchyard, where his gravestone can be seen quite clearly today. ¶¶